嘿、hey, 欢迎回来故事电台，我是杰斯。上次讲到他们在海上被巨浪差点打沉，但17天以后他们看到了南乔治亚岛，活下来了。等等，先别高兴。他们到了岛的背面，捕鲸站在另一边，中间隔了一座从来没有人翻越过的冰川山脉。他们没有帐篷，没有睡袋，没有登山装备，只有一条绳子跟一把斧头。然后他们做了一件所有人都觉得疯了的事。好，我们回到故事，薛克顿的小船终于靠岸了。
On May 8th, they saw land. Dark mountains rose from the gray sea, South Georgia Island. But they could not land. A hurricane pushed them away from the coast. For two more days, they fought the storm.Their arms were so tired, they could barely hold the ropes. On May 10th, they finally sailed into a bay on the southern coast. They pulled the boat onto the rocks and collapsed. The impossible crossing was done. 800 miles in 16 days. But their journey was not over. The whaling stations were on the northern side of the island. Between them and help,lay 30 miles of mountains, glaciers, and ice. No human had ever crossed them.
他们看到南乔治亚岛了，但是暴风把他们吹走，又多撑了两天才靠岸，手臂累到几乎抓不住绳子。这17天的航行真的是人类极限中的极限。然后靠岸以后，问题来了，他们登陆在岛的南边，捕鲸站在北边，中间隔了30英里的山脉跟冰河，从来没有人穿越过。六个人里面有三个太虚弱了，走不动，所以只有薛克顿、沃斯利跟克里恩三个人要走。这三个人已经在海上撑了17天了，现在还要去爬一座从来没人爬过的山。
At 2 in the morning on May 19th, Shackleton, Worsley, and Crean set out. They carried a rope,A small stove, food for 6 meals, and a compass. No tent, no sleeping bags, no climbing gear. They walked for 36 hours straight. They could not stop to rest. If they stopped, they would freeze to death. They climbed to nearly 5,000 feet. Several times, they reached the top of a ridge only to find a cliff on the other side.Each time, they had to go back and find another way. At one point, exhausted and freezing, they sat down. Worsley and Crean fell asleep in seconds. Shackleton let them sleep for 5 minutes. Then he woke them and said, "You've been sleeping for half an hour. Time to move." He lied, but the lie made them feel rested.
36个小时不停地走，不能停，因为停下来就会冻死。你想想，已经在海上折腾17天了，现在还要连续走一天半，爬到将近5000英尺高，然后好几次爬到山顶，发现另一边是悬崖，只好掉头重来。但我最喜欢的是那个骗人的故事，沃斯利跟克里恩坐下来就秒睡了，薛克顿让他们睡了5分钟，然后叫醒他们说，你们已经睡了半小时了，该走了。其实才5分钟，但这个谎言让他们觉得自己休息够了。这就是薛克顿，他永远在照顾身边的人的心理状态。
Then they reached a steep slope. Below them, fog. They could not see the bottom. Going around would take hours they did not have. Shackleton said, "We slide." They coiled the rope into 3 paths to sit on. Shackleton sat in front.Worsley behind him, Crean at the back. 3 men, locked together, on the edge of an icy cliff they could not see the bottom of. They pushed off. Worsley wrote later, "We seemed to shoot into space. My hair stood on end." They flew down the slope in the darkness, faster and faster, snow flying everywhere.Unable to see, unable to stop. Then the ground leveled out, and they slid to a stop in a snowbank. 900 feet lower, all 3 alive. and they started to laugh.
三个人绑在一起，从一个看不到底的冰坡上滑下去，看不到底，停不了，完全失控，然后摔进雪堆里，人没事，整整滑了900英尺。三个人站在雪地里，开始大笑，笑完继续走。然后早上六点半，他们听到了一个声音，17个月没听过的，来自外面世界的声音。他们从看不到底的冰崖滑了下去，然后听到了一个改变一切的声音。下一集我们来听那个声音是什么。感谢收听故事电台，我们下次见。